Oh, I was in somebody's office a while back, and they had a poster on the wall. And what it said, you probably already know, but anyway, it came to my mind. It said, if you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? I hope the evidence will be for you and not against you. But what would the evidence be? How would they know that you're a Christian? Well, it would be what Jesus said. By this, all will know that you're my disciples if you have love one for the other. That was the evidence way back centuries ago in the early church. You know, the pagans in the city of Rome noticed the Christians and they said, see how they love one another. That's the evidence. And we'd be glad to be convicted of that, wouldn't we? God loves us. And God doesn't love us way up in heaven. That wonderful, marvelous reading from the book of Revelation, John saw a new heaven and a new earth, the new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. And it says God's dwelling place is with the human race. God is with us. Not way up there somewhere, but God is with us. It says God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Now, how does God do that? Does God speak some magic words and it makes you quit crying? No, God does that in us and through us. When we wipe away each other's tears, it's God working through us. I got mine wiped away once. One of my grandfathers died when I was about 2.5 years old, and I barely remember him, but sometime a few months after that, my grandmother came to live with us in my home, my mother's mother, and from there throughout my childhood and high school and college, she was always in our home. You know, she was the resident babysitter. She was one of the chief cooks and the world's best cook. You know, when my mother and dad went away somewhere for the evening, she would entertain us by making pancakes and making pulled taffy. That kept us occupied for a while. It was just always there. She was one always playing games with us and just the world's best grandmother. Well, she passed away when I was 22 years old. I had just finished college, really. And that was the first time I had ever experienced a loss of someone in my immediate family. I've been to funerals before, but they were from, you know, distant aunts and uncles or cousins of my parents, but never before anyone in our home. Now, I remember going to the funeral home, you know, on the day of visitation, you know, we and my parents and my aunt and her husband and my uncle and his wife, we all went to the funeral home, you know, about an hour before the public visitation and went in. And there when I came up to where my grandmother was laid out, I just suddenly found myself uncontrollably in tears. Now, I normally can kind of control myself, but I just could not help. I was just in a flood of tears there suddenly. And very quietly and without any in a show or very unobtrusively and discreetly, the funeral director's wife came up and just slipped about two or three Kleenex in my hand. I don't think I have ever been as overwhelmed by an act of kindness as that was for me. Just suddenly, in my need, somebody had provided great comfort to me, if it were nothing more than a handful of Kleenex. I'll never forget it. It was really, it was an act of God, you know, working through her, wiping away my tears. Plenty of people here have wiped away tears, haven't you? Every mother here has wiped away tears, haven't you? Every grandmother. Fathers too. You know, anybody who's ever counseled someone, you know, perhaps, you know, a counselor in a Catholic student center in a university, they've sometimes had to wipe away some tears to people that came to them. Every priest who's ever sat in a confessional has wiped away some tears. I keep a box of Kleenex in there because it's sometimes folks needed it like I did once. You know, that's the way God wipes away tears. Whenever you do that kindness to people, whether you hand them a Kleenex or bring a dish to the bereavement dinner or whatever, you know, God is wiping away tears, not way up there in heaven somewhere, but the New Jerusalem has come down to earth, and God with you and through you is wiping away some tears. It's fulfilling. Whenever that new commandment of Jesus is obeyed, love one another as I have loved you. As says St. Paul in one place, we comfort one another with the comfort we have received from God. We love one another, not because we come up with that love ourselves, but because God has, says St. Paul in another place, poured out God's love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. The love's given to us. All we have to do is share it. And that fulfills the commandment, the new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you.